过来一点好不好？Too far away from me.
Okay,
I feel very lonely. 很感谢主有一个同伴在我旁边。
Praise the Lord, I have some accompanying.
三天的聚会，今天最安全。
We have been meeting for 3 days, and today is the safest.
翻译是一个非常有意思的事情。
Translation is a very interesting job.
因为不同的文字有不同的文化。
Because different words have different cultures.
常常不会彼此冲突，但是常常彼此相补。
There's not a whole lot of conflicts, but sometimes there's connections.
刚才我们所唱的这个诗歌。
Just now the hymn that we sang.
我们中文叫做借我赐恩福。
The Chinese.
No. 直译。借我赐恩福。
The name is make me a blessing.
No. 借我赐恩福是 through me, bring the blessings to others, right? 就是。但是英文是 make me a blessing 是不一样的。
So the English meaning is very different from the Chinese name.
那个 make me a blessing, I myself become a blessing. 对，就是我自己成为一个 blessing. 但是呢，在中文呢是借我是恩福是 through me you bring the blessings to others. So 第一个呢是。我是一个管道，是一个 channel.
So the Chinese meaning is different from the English name of the song. The Chinese name is really meaning that through me make blessings for other people, but really I'm the channel of the blessing.
但是在英文呢是我就成为祝福。
But in English it's make me a blessing.
这是讲到一个基督徒两方面的一个 function, 两方面的功用。
So there are two sides of being a Christian.
当我们一方面我们信了耶稣以后
So on one side when we believe in Jesus Christ,
我们建立跟神之间的关系
We establish a relationship with God.
但是主马上就让我们有一个恒的一个责任的一个关系
But God gave us a responsibility horizontally.
所以一方面是 vertical, 一方面是 horizontally, 这是一个基督徒两方面在主的面前的一个责任。
So there are two aspects of responsibilities for a Christian. One is vertical and one is horizontal.
在 vertical 这个重的这一方面，我们今天蒙到上帝的赐福。
In the vertical sense, we receive God's blessing.
在个 horizontal 横的方面，我们成为别人的祝福。
On the horizontal side, we become the blessing for other people.
所以翻译有的时候让我们可以把一个真理能够从不同的角度不同的方向能够让我们更深的体会到神的恩典
So translation make things from all sides clear so that we can receive God's blessing from different angles
所以刚才我们所唱的诗歌实在很感谢主让我们能够得到这样一个提醒
So praise the Lord that we could understand that from this That we just
那么今天我要跟大家在这个联合的聚会里面讲一段一段的圣经很熟的圣经。
I want to talk about one verse in today's meeting, a very
那么我们这一世的主题叫做承先启后，继往开来。
So this time the topic of the meetings are remember the past and herald the future.
那么在整个我们这次所谓的二十周年的那个感恩聚会。我们一起到主的面前来思想上帝的心意是什么
So in this 20-year anniversary such Thanksgiving meeting let us remember what God's blessing is
我们有一个过去我们有一个将来
We have a past and a future
今天我们在这个时间这条线的这个点上
We're on a particular point of time if time is a line
我们一方面看到过去上帝给我们有许许多多不同的经历
On one hand, we see in the past that God gave us a lot of experiences.
大卫说，上帝是以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
David once said that our Lord is really the crown of your ages.
他用恩典来成为我们的这个年岁的冠冕。
God's grace is really a crown for our age.
他为什么用 our age 或者说用我们的年岁这个字呢？
Why does he use the word age or
他为什么不说上帝以恩典为我们日子的冠冕？
Why don't he say our days?
因为这个 age 就是很多的 days 合起来的东西，叫做年岁。
So age is really a combining of all the days that we live.
因为在日子的里面，我们不常常有这种感恩的感觉。
So in the days, we don't really sense this thanksgiving.
因为很多时候我们在日子的里面有很多是我们跟神吵架的日子。
So in the days, there are many days that we actually quarrel with God.
很多时候我们跟神之间的关系不是那样的正常的时候。
A lot of times our relationship with God is not normal.
我不知道你们怎么样。
I don't know about you guys.
我这个传道人有的时候就有这样的软弱。
But for me as a missionary, I have...A lot of times I have weak days.
常常在晚上睡觉的时候，是跟神的关系不好的时候，就含着眼泪睡着的。
A lot of times when my relationship with God is not so good, when I go to sleep,
为什么今天碰到这些事情？
Why did I encounter those things?
为什么今天那么一些，我们说不好的运气临到我？
Why such misfortune came upon me?
为什么我家里面出了很多预料不到的一些意外。
Why there were so many accidents, unexpected accidents in my family?
所以在日子的里面，我们大概不会有任何的感恩的感觉。
So in the days, we don't really feel that thanks to God.
但是大卫说，他以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
But David said that God gave.You didn't give a crown to our age.
他 give grace to our age. 他是用恩典作为我们的一个年岁的冠冕。
So he uses grace as our crown, as the crown to our age.
对大卫来讲，他不是用日子作为数算恩典的单位。
So to David, he's not using days as the unit of the counting.
他是用 years.他是用 age， 他是用一段的岁月作为数算神恩典的一个单位。
He used years as a unit for measuring God's grace.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这里面说出一个非常重要的一个真理。
So dear brothers and sisters, there's truth in this verse.
因为今天我们不是从日子或者单件事情来看上帝的工作。
We don't really look at God's work through days or single events.
所以当我们想到过去的事情的时候，
So when we think about the past,
我们看到上帝很多的恩典，
We see a lot of grace from God.
但是我们要面对前面摆在我们前面的路，
But when we look at the past forward,
让我们知道到底上帝今天从过去给我们一些什么样的挑战和给我们一些什么样的启发，让我们能够勇敢地往前走。
We want to understand the challenges from the past so that we can move forward bravely.
因为前面的路并不是所谓花香常卖天色常来很顺利的一个通达的道路。
Because the path forward is not going to be very easy path. It's not going to be a blue sky sort of path.
所以你在前面并不是说每一天都是很 promising, 每一天都是很 beautiful, 每一天都是很 smooth. 不是的。
So the way forward is not going to be...That beautiful, that peaceful.
所以在两个时段的中间，我们不能不看到过去，也好好的想到我们的未来。
So in the middle of the past and the future, we really need to think about what's happened in the past, and we need to think about the future.
所以今天早上我在这里跟大家讲的一个题目叫主耶稣的临别叮咛。
So today, this morning, my topic is really about our Lord Jesus' urge before he left the world.
The last urge.是最后的叮咛
The last urge
因为他讲了这些话以后他就离开这些门徒了
So after he said what he said he left the apostles
那么我们在这里就看到那些话是非常的重要
We can see that the words were very important
下面这句话很难翻译人之将去其言也善不知道怎么翻译
Well when people leave the world their words are usually very kind or important
Very kind and also very important.、Yeah. 所以很多时候我们看到一个人在快要走的时候，他心里面很多还没有讲完的话，他要赶快通通道出来让大家知道。
So a lot of times when we see people leaving the world, they have a lot of things that they want to say, that they want to pour them out.
这一堂是我来这边最后一堂道。
this is my last sermon here in this church.
那么，我现在就套用耶稣的话，我希望我也有一些临别的叮咛。
So I'm going to borrow some words from Jesus to hope that I have some words before I left.
My last word. 所以呢，在主耶稣他什么时候说的这些最后的叮咛的话？
So when did our Lord Jesus say these words?
我们已经花了三天的时间讲大使命。
So we spent 3 days talking about the Great Commission.
其实另外一个 Great Commission 是在使徒行传一章八节。
But the other Great Commission is in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
因为这些圣经是我们都很熟悉的圣经。
This verse is very familiar to all of us.
因为一方面讲到 vertical, 一个纵的关系，一方面讲到 horizontal, 一个横的关系。
So this verse talks about the vertical and horizontal relationship.
圣灵降临在我们身上。
The Holy Spirit dwells upon us.
他降临的意思就是说从上到下，对不对？
So,well, descending is really from above to down.
所以前面其实讲到 top down, 从上面到下面来。
So it's in the early part of the verse is really talking about up from up to down.
然后呢，他说耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极是一个横的横面的一个发展。
And then the horizontal part is the from Samaria to Judea to the end of the verse.
这句话是非常非常对我们每一个基督徒来讲是很重要的。
So these words are extremely important to every single Christian.
为什么我说这是临别的叮咛呢？
So why do I say this is actually his last purge?
Well, I apologize, you know, I don't have any English translations, you know, on my PowerPoint. Okay, so 就完全靠你了哈。那么在这里你看到第八节讲到这一节圣经，然后第九节说了这话，他们看的时候耶稣就上圣，以后就再也没有听到主耶稣说什么东西了。
So over here you can see that after these words, our Jesus Christ went up to heaven and he didn't say anything more.
那么这一句最后留下来的话，我们中文说叫做余音绕梁，就会不断的在那个时候一直留在当时的这些门徒的当中，一直到现在2000年。坦白说，这些话今天还应该在我们的耳边。
So his last words in Chinese saying is really like the sound are circling around the beams of a house. So yeah, so.So we should be really remembering all of that still to the day.
Around the beam of the house. 太棒了。求主让我们真实能够看到这些话的重要性。
Oh Lord, please help us to understand the importance of these words.
所以我想剩下一点时间跟大家一起来思想这些很熟悉的经文。
So there's a little time left, so I really want to share about this verse.
这句话非常重要，他说圣灵降临在你们身上，怎么样怎么样以后，做我的见证。
This verse is so important. It talks about how the Holy Spirit descends and then you become my witness.
我想请 Jeff 跟我们读一下英文哈这节圣经。因为大家听他英文这个读的时候，去比较一下跟中文圣经有什么不一样，有什么不同。
So he would like me to read the English.
Well, I just want him to read, you know, is it NIV or what?
NIV.
Read the NIV version.Because it's a little bit, a bit different between Chinese and English translation. Okay, 请听。
Okay, so here's Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
在中文圣经做我的见证是这句话的最后。
So,In Chinese, this is be my witness.
Okay. 他最后在翻译的时候他讲说 in English, be my witness. 中文不是 be my witness. 中文是说做我的见证。有没有大家有没有注意到那个不同？
In English, it's be my witness. In Chinese, it's be my... be the...
Well, actually, in Chinese, I think we should translate like this, you know. You are going to make a witness for me. 做我的见证 Okay? To make a witness and to be a witness. different. 所以这两个是不一样的。
Subtle differences between Chinese and English.
所以在这里我们就看见哈，中文圣经在做我的见证，其实应该是 be my witness, 是成为见证。
So in, it is really should be the become my witness.
所以今天我们在华人教会里面常常受了这一句话一些误导，就是说我要做见证才有，我如果不做见证的时候就没有，有这样的一个很可惜的一个现象。
So a lot of times, in, especially in Chinese churches, this is a misleading understanding of this verse that you really need to be the witness, but not become the witness.
Because when you want to make something, you are making something in your senses. If you are out of your senses, and then you are almost ignorance of what your responsibilities, your obligation. 所以很多时候我们今天在华人的当中，我们今天在那里做了很多见证，但是不做的时候，这个人就没有见证。
So, so today, especially in the Chinese churches, when we be the witness, when we are the witness, then we be the witness. But when we are not doing anything, we're not really any witness.
Okay, I'll ask Jeff to read that verse again, okay, in English. Okay, 请大家再注意，还有一个地方有一点不一样。
Okay, let me read the verse one more time. Chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
Sorry, 我来读一遍好不好？请大家注意听哈。I read it slowly. Where is it? Okay. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Okay, pay attention to that. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. 它这里一共有几个 and, 有没有注意到英文？
How many ands are there in this verse?
But how many ands in Chinese? 有多少 ands 在中文？
How many ands in Chinese?
只有一个，对不对？
There's only one.
耶路撒冷、犹太人和撒玛利亚知道
英文。There's only one and in Chinese.
但是在英文有三个 and, 它把四样东西用 and 把它连在一起。
But in English, there are three ands. You connect four things with three ands.
请注意，耶稣当年说的话，他是用 and, 不是用 then.
So pay attention. Jesus, when he was speaking, he was using and, not then.
如果说 and 跟 then 的不同是在哪里？
So what's the difference between and then?
因为 then 就是说你先做完这个，然后再做这个，然后再做这个，叫做 then.
So then there's a sequence. You do this first, and then that, and then.
那个 and 的意思就是说，你做完这个也要做这个，也要做这个，是四管齐下一起做，叫做 and。
So the meaning of and is really in parallel that you do all four things together.
我们讲到 Great Commission， 讲到大使命。
So when we talk about Great Commission，
我们常常听到有一些我们中国人哈，我想对西方人我们很亏欠他，我们对中国人来说。
So I'm speaking to especially Chinese. We own the Westerners.
Yeah, 我们实在欠这些西方的宣教士很多。
So we own the Western missionaries.
我们常常讲，我们中国人有多少人口？有一亿七千万的人口，对不对？一亿四千万多少？一亿，反正很多就是了。
So what's the population of the Chinese? Is about 1.4 billion.
那个我们中国人都还没有传完，你在那里讲什么 World Evangelism？ 传什么叫做这个 Cross Cultural 这个 Mission？
So we have not even,
我们太遥远了。
So we have not even let every Chinese hear, you know, the gospel. So why preach this to other nations?
但是不要忘记 ,1807, 1807年 ,Robert Morrison, 他到中国来传道传教传福音的时候，英国是不是都已经全部都已经是基督徒了？
So in 1807, when Robert Morrison came to China to preach the gospel,Is it that the entire England was all Christians? Yeah.
在1845年的时候 ,1845, 在 Hudson Taylor 到中国的时候，是不是英国已经这个 UK 已经完全就是基督徒了？
So in 1845, when Hudson Taylor came to China, was the entire England saved?
他到1856年成立 CIM in China Inland Mission 的时候，那个时候是不是英国已经哇全国就复兴起来了？
So in 1856, when he started this China Inland Mission, was the entire England at that time all revived?
因为上帝呼召他们看见这个 N 而不是 then。所以他们到了中国把福音传，今天才有我们这些基督徒，中国基督徒在这里。
So when God called these people, they saw the word "and." That's why they came to China. That's how there are so many Chinese Christians today.
所以使徒行传一章八节是讲 "and," 不是讲 "then."
So Acts 1 chapter 1 verse 8 was really talking about "and" and not "then."
那么剩下一点时间，我要跟弟兄姊妹一起从一个很特别的角度来想这一节圣经。
So next, I would like to talk about this verse from a different angle, a special angle.
到现在我讲这些圣经讲了很多就是从现在或者从近代的角度来看这些圣经。
I kind of approach this verse from more modern or contemporary angle.
或者说从近代的历史，我刚才从1807年讲起。
So really from contemporary history, from 1870.
当然如果我们今天把这个历史再往前推，在唐朝的时候，中国就已经接触了基督教。
So, but if I move the history a little forward, actually, in the Tang Dynasty, China already heard gospel.
王牧师这次带我去看你们 DC 的这个 Bible Museum.
So Pastor Wang took me to DC to visit the Bible Museum.
在那个 Bible Museum 里面，起码我们所看到有一个很特别的东西跟我们中国有关系。
I saw the special thing that is related to China.
就是在唐朝的时候，有基督教的一批人到了这个唐太宗的时候，到把福音带到中国来，那个叫做景教，或者是在基督教里面一个比较极端的一个信仰的一个神学的派别。
So in In the Tang Dynasty, there were a group of missionaries came to China, and then they preached the gospel and to the Chinese, and they're from a very special, very extreme branch of the faith.
英文叫做 Nestorian, 就是聂斯多流派，他们就到这，我们不去管他，反正就是那个时候就已经有福音，有基督教的那个好消息带到中国。
So let's not worry about the name of that group, but by that time, there was already gospel in China.
但是我要跟弟兄姊妹一起回到2000年前，主耶稣讲这句话的时候，那些听到他讲这句话的人，他们的反应是什么？
But I want to take you back 2,000 years. I want you to see the people's reaction when they hear Jesus saying these words.
我们今天解释这些事情都从现代我们这个时代来看来解释。
So when we comment on this verse, we really come from today's world, today's sense.
当主耶稣在讲这句话，在耶稣面前看着他上升的那些人，他们听见他讲这句话，他们的反应是什么？
So but back then, when those people saw Jesus rising up to heaven, and when you know, and then before that, he was speaking these words.What was their reaction?
刚才我特别提到见证这个字。
So I was just talking about this word witness.
那个见证这个字在原文那个字也很有意思。
So witness in the original language that's used for this verse was
英文叫做 witness 或者 witnesses.
English is witness or witnesses.
但是在希腊文这个字的原来的意思是什么呢？
But what's the original meaning in Greek?
在希腊文这个 witness 这个字跟 martyr 这个寻道者这个名字这个字是一样的一个字。
Actually, in Greek, this word means the same as the word martyr.
就是一个寻道者 ,martyr 是用死来见证 ,witness 是用生命用活来为主做见证。
Martyr is really witnessing God with their life, with their death.
Martyr 是用死来见证。
Martyr is using death to witness.
然后这个 witness 是用生活用活着来为主做见证。
And witness is really using life, using living being.
所以见证是非常重要的。
Witness is very important.
现在我们看到有很多天灾。
We see a lot of disasters, natural disasters.
前几天不知道大家有没有注意到，在印尼有一次很大的一个地震，7.5级的地震。
Did you notice that just a few days ago there's a huge earthquake in Indonesia?
今天早上我收到一些相片。
Degrees. I received some pictures.
看见那些尸体一个一个一个排在那个相片里面。
I saw a lot of corpses in the pictures.
他们说到现在为止已经发现有800多个人已经在这次的地震死掉。
The death toll is about 800 people from this earthquake.
当这个世界一发生这一类的大灾难的时候，
When such natural disaster happened in the world,
我们牧师就常常会收到很多的电话。
We pastors receive a lot of phone calls.
是不是耶稣要再来了？
Is it Jesus Christ is coming again?
是不是末世就要到了？
Is it the last days?
因为在马太福音24章那里讲到说，国要攻倒国，民要攻倒民，到时有天灾有人祸。
So in Matthew chapter 24, it talks about that countries will attack countries, people will attack peoples.
当我们前几天听到印尼这个故事的时候
，You know when I hear the stories from Indonesia,
那我们真是就觉得是不是主就要快来？
Do we really feel that God, Lord is coming?
末世是不是马上就到了？
The last days is almost here.
我说还没有。
I say no.
你说耶稣都不知道那日子里，牧师你怎么知道？
Jesus don't even know. How do you know?
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
他说，这天国的福音要传遍天下，然后末期才来到。
So the last days will be here only when the gospel is spread all over to the end of the earth.
所以末期来到跟天国的福音传遍天下有关系。
So the last days is directly relevant to how the gospel is spread to the end of the earth.
所以我们今天怎么样能够知道真正的 end time, 真正的 last day 是跟传福音有关系。
So how do we know truly the last days, it is really together with how the gospel is spread?
我常常听到很多基督徒祷告就是主啊这个天国的福音传遍天下，然后末期才来到。
So I often hear a lot of people pray like this, that the last days will be here until the gospel is spread all over the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们引这件事情引错了。
But I think it's wrong, dear brothers.
因为中间漏了一句很重要的话。
We missed one important sentence.
我们祷告的时候就是这样祷告的。
So when we pray like this.
但是我们忽略了中间有一句话。
But we missed one important sentence in the middle.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末世才来到。
So the gospel is spread all over the world, but we have to be witness to all nations.
1995年1月
In January 1995,
师母跟我接受了天上来的挑战，我们到了 Golden Triangle, 就是在泰国北边的这金三角，在那里学习。做 cross-cultural 跨文化的宣教。
So my wife and me, we received heavenly calling, and then we went to northern Thailand, this Golden Triangle area, to be missionaries.
那个时候55岁。
I was 55 at the time.
现在很快，这个二十几年就过去。
So now it has been over 2 decades.
马上后年就80岁。
I'll be 80 in a couple of years.
所以我就想到说，那个时候我去开始去学习做宣教的工作。
So at the time I thought I was learning to be a missionary.
我就想到这一节圣经。
I remember this verse.
二十几年学习做跨文化的宣教，我领会了一件事情。
So as a missionary, cross-cultural missionary for over 20 years, I realized one thing.
魔鬼不怕我们把天国的福音传遍天下。
The devil is not afraid of us spreading the gospel to the end of the earth.
魔鬼不怕我们到普天下去传福音。
The devil is not afraid of us spreading the gospel to all nations.
以前有个总统说 read my lips.
There's a president that said read my lips.
魔鬼怕我们带着见证去传天国的福音。
The devil is afraid of us being a witness and then spreading the gospel with our witnesses.
就是说他，你可以去做宣教士，你可以去传福音。
You can be a missionary, you can spread the gospel.
对，今天很多传福音的人。
A lot of people who does this.
用自己的行为和生活的不好的见证来拆毁他在台上所讲的道。
Actually, destruct all the preachings through their behaviors and bad witnesses.
我们在台上花了很多的功夫在那里费尽唇舌在那里讲天国的福音。
We spent a lot of effort on the pulpit spreading God's words and the gospel.
下面的人听到了。
People do listen, the audience.
但是等这个讲员一下去的时候，当这个宣教士一下去的时候。
But when the preacher or the missionary walked down the steps,
他的一举手一投足拆毁了他在台上所讲的福音的道理。
His behavior really destroyed.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个见证是非常重要的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, witness is extremely important.
所以我今天早上，我想也不花很多的时间，我就单单把十字训的一章八节，主耶稣在最后对着门徒所带来的挑战，带给我们在座的每一位。
So this morning, I really want to bring this challenge from our Lord.Everyone.
没有错，耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，是不断的往外扩展。
Right, from Judea to Jerusalem, Samaria, all the way to the end of the earth.
他不是说从犹太，他不是说从耶路撒冷到 Antioch， 从 Antioch 到这个 Rome， 从 Rome 到 Spain， 他不是这样说的。
So he wasn't saying from Jerusalem to Antioch to Rome to Spain.
他是说从耶路撒冷到犹太全地。
He was staying from Jerusalem to Judea.
耶路撒冷是个点，是个定点，是个城市。
Jerusalem is a city, is a point.
犹太全地是一个范围，撒玛利亚一直到地极是一个不断的扩展、扩大的一个范围。
So Judea and Samaria is an area that's spreading out.
所以求主帮助我们，让我们今天早上在我们这一个聚会的最后一堂的聚会的时候。
So Lord, help us through this very last meeting throughout this weekend.
让我们真实看到我们怎么样能够更看重我们每一个基督徒的见证的生活。
So let us all understand the importance of being a witness for every Christian here.
今天我们在主的面前所需要的是有更多活的见证。
So before Lord, today we really need, what we need today is really witness.
去年是马丁路德改教500年。
Last year it was the 500 year anniversary for the new Protestant
Reformation. Martin Luther the Reformation.
So last year I was just thinking about this one thing.
Do we need a second Reformation? 我们今天的教会是不是也需要第二次的宗教改革?
Do we need a second Reformation?
如果第一次的宗教改革他所诉求的是因信称义那个圣经里面告诉我们那个因信称义的道理 Justification by faith 那是马丁路德的诉求
So in the first reformation the doctrine was affirmation justification by faith that was Martin Luther's pursuit
我就问我自己那今天如果需要 second reformation 我们的诉求是什么
I ask myself, if we have a second reformation, what is our pursuit?
Maybe I'm very subjective. 也许我自己非常的主观，但我在神的面前有一个负担。
Maybe I'm very subjective, but I have this burden before Lord.
Justification by faith 是马丁路德的诉求。我自己在神面前的一个负担是道成肉身。
My pursuit before the Lord is words become
flesh.Word become flesh, 或者叫做 incarnation, 就是说我们怎么样能够在那个道成肉身里面成为今天教会一个很重要的一个挑战，它成为一个宣教一个很重要的一个基础。
This is actually the foundation for missionary, and really today I really
所以在神的面前，我在主面前有一个很强很深的一个负担。
I have this very strong burden before the Lord.
一个八十岁的老人
For me, someone who is approaching 80.
我在神的面前不知道还有多少时间，所以今天也是我的最后的叮咛。
I don't know how much time I have before the Lord.
王牧师一直很热情地告诉我，要我明年再来。
So Pastor Wong asked me to come again next year.
我可以答应，我不知道上帝答不答应。
I can promise, but I'm not sure if God can promise that.
因为今天很多事情随时可能发生。
So many things that can happen.
我这是回到 Boston 去。
I'm going back to Boston.
我是从 Boston 来的哈，这一次。
I came from Boston this time.
那我这次到 Boston 做什么呢？
What do I do in Boston?
我带了一个姐妹信耶稣。
I brought a sister before the Lord.
她是哈佛大学的 implantologist, 就是植牙的一个医生。
He's an implantologist at Harvard University.
她来查我的牙齿，她说你不是你的牙齿实在很糟糕啊。
She checks my teeth and she's saying my teeth are really bad.
一下跟我拔掉四个牙齿。
Oh, he put four teeth.
那四个牙齿已经没有药，没救了。
Those four teeth are hopeless.
我说拔完以后怎么办
？So what do I do with after?
他说我给你 implant， 跟你植牙。
I can implant teeth for you.
我说一个牙齿大概要多少钱
？How much does it cost for one tooth?
哎呀，他说你不要管这个钱的事情。
She said, "Don't worry about the money."
因为你带我信主，我能够替你做这个事情，我已经很感恩了。
She said, "You lead me to Christ. I'm very grateful."
我还是很不服气，我就跑去外面问。
I still want to ask, so I went to other people to ask.
我要知道行情是多少，一个牙要只要多少钱。
I want to know the market price for a tooth.
他们说一个牙哈，现在大概最少要$5,000。
They say it costs about $5,000 at least.
然后呢，如果我要植四个牙的话
，If I implant four,
我要放$20,000在我的嘴巴里。
I need to put $20,000 in my mouth.
我说没有关系，两万进去就进去，那我就我在你面前一定不会随便开口，又不给你们看到那个很美丽的牙齿。
It's okay, I said $20,000 is okay. I won't open my mouth that easily. I don't want you to see the money.
我那天坐在他的椅子上。
I sat on her chair.
这个医生他的头在这里。
So her head was right here above me.
我就问他。
So I asked her.
我说 Emma。我说我要问你一个问题。
Let me ask you a question, Emma.
你要花一年的时间把我这个植牙植好。
You will spend 1 year to help me with planting.
结果一牙齿一植好，上帝就叫我回家了。
But after that, God calls me home.
就是我一植好，上帝说 ，Now is the time for you to come back.
Right after that, God calls me.
然后我就再说$20,000的好牙齿。
I will just bring $20,000 worth of good.
就跑去 burn， 跑去烧掉了。
And I will get burned.
然后你在捡骨灰的时候，如果找到那几个牙齿，很贵哦，一个$5,000。
So when you collect my ashes, you will see those teeth.
我就跟 Emma， 我就跟 Emma 讲。
So、I said to Emma，
我说你坐在我身上这个假牙，或者说这个植牙，我说我为了对得起你，为了对着上帝，透过你给我的这些好处。我起码再要活十年，阿门。
To praise the Lord for such a blessing, I really want to live for another 10 years at least.
Well, another 10 years. 显然我的信心很小。今天很多人100岁才走，对不对
？My faith is not big. I only ask for 10 years.
A lot of people live
over 100 years old.
他们前几天就在为一个100岁的一个老阿嬷、100岁的一个老姐妹跟她过生日。
So in a church in Taipei, just a few days ago, they were celebrating a 100th birthday for a sister.
他最近开了一个礼拜堂，叫聋哑的礼拜堂。
So this sister opened a church for the deaf and for the blind.
我说如果上帝可以这样带他，我说主啊，我在这里，你也来用我。
So if God treats her that well, I ask the Lord to treat me.This way as well.
所以明年可能会再来。
So next year, potentially, I will be here.
我用这节圣经作为我们最后的结论。
So with this verse, I will conclude.
求主让我们不要忘记，道成肉身 ，incarnation， 是今天我们面对的挑战。不管是教会，不管是宣教，求主让我们知道。不要让我们在主的面前的行为来拆毁我们在主面前在人的面前的建造
today, do let us remember incarnation. Do let us remember the challenges ahead of us. Do let us remember the importance of being His witness.
Can I invite Andrew? Could you come forward? And I would like you to say a prayer to close the whole my message. I really appreciate, you know, I have time to know you, to meet with you, especially we enjoy lunch together tomorrow. Yesterday, not tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow.
We can do that again tomorrow. There's room in the air.
Could you lead us in prayer, please?
Sure. Father, we thank you and praise you for all these days of ministry in your word. Father, we do ask that your word will be like seed in the soils of our hearts.
Amen.
And that it will grow and bear fruit for your kingdom, for your glory.
Amen.
We acknowledge, Father, that there are so many things that go against the great commission in our lives. Pleasure, distractions, ignorance, so many different things. But Father, you have reminded us through your servant. You have highlighted for us these last words of the great commission that all authority has been given unto you.
Amen.
To go and make disciples of all nations. Reminded that we are supposed to be witnesses for you, O God. Thank you for the insights and understanding. And now, Father, we pray, give us a heart of obedience. Help us to not let fear or any other thing to stop us from going boldly in the name of Jesus Christ to be thy witnesses. May our church, REM, be a witnessing church, a gospel-centered church, a great commission church, a church that takes your word seriously. And so, Lord, I pray for your manservant, Pastor Lee, that you will anoint him and continue to use him for your glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take him wherever you would have him to be, Father, and that he will be faithful to the end. And I pray this for all of us, O Lord. Thank you for the privilege of hearing your word through your servant. Go before us now and help us to be a witness this week for Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, don't forget, make me a blessing and make me a channel of blessing. 让我们一方面在主的面前成为上帝的祝福, 也成为别人的祝福。
Amen.
看到李牧师站在这儿，我是有点嫉妒的。
When I see Pastor Lee standing here, I'm a little bit jealous.
我祷告，我到八十岁的时候，我能像他一样，全世界继续为神在做见证，仍然来到我们教会，仍然来讲道。
I pray that when I'm 80, I can be like him, being a missionary all over the world preaching the gospel.
他每一次来我们教会，真的是给我很多很多的。 触动我的心，他的谦卑，他的信实，几十年在神面前的委身。
So every time he comes here, he touches my heart, his faithfulness, his humbleness throughout decades to the Lord, for the Lord.
前几年我们在金庸这个学校聚会的时候，我们说牧师，等我们堂建好之后，你回到我们中间。
So a few years ago, when we were still meeting at the middle school, we asked him to be here once our building is up.
感谢主，他真的回来了。
Praise the Lord, he's actually here.
我非常感恩。We're
very grateful.
REM 20年，这20年是充满恩典的20年。So
REM, we have been meeting for 20 years. It's full of God's grace.
充满神的供应和怜悯的20年。Full
of God's provision and
这20年也是充满许多挑战的20年。It
was also 20 years of challenges.
但是上帝的恩典是丰丰富富的。But
God's grace is never ending.
那么下个20年呢?
What about the next 20 years?
李牧师那个题目是晨迁启号继往开来。
So Pastor Lee talked about looking at the past and then heralding the future.
让我忘记背后努力面前。
So let us forget the past and just look forward.
忘记背后不等于说是忘记上帝的恩典、上帝的供应、上帝的怜悯、上帝给我们的意象。
So we're not forgetting God's grace and God's vision for us.
我们求神给我们更大的意象。
So we ask God to give us greater vision.
更忠心的信心。
And faithful hearts.
奔走前面的道路。
Move forward.
我想我们这个教会，我们在神面前的祷告，希望这个教会成为一个高举基督的教会。
We praise to the Lord. We ask the Lord that this church be the Lord of Christ.
让每个人来到这个教会的人成为一个真正敬拜神的人。
We ask that everyone coming here be true worshippers.
到这儿来不仅仅是为了一种啊 social 啊，仅仅是一个 social 啊，像 club 一样。
This is not a social place or club.
让我们成为一个真正的敬拜者。
Let us be real worshippers.
而且让我们这个教会成为一个真的是内在的生命不断强大的这么一个教会。
Let our inner life through the Lord become ever stronger.
让我们的里头真的是越来越基督的形象，通过我们的生命能彰显出来。
Let us be like Christ from the inside and manifest Christ through our lives.
让这教会成为一个圣洁、充满圣洁和爱的教会。
Let this church be a holy church.
让人们见到这个教会知道这是神的家，这里有神的爱。
Let whoever comes to this church know that this is the home of God. This is the home of love.
那最后我们所祷告的，让教会成为一个宣教的教会。
Last, let this church be a church of mission.
这个建个堂的时候，我充满了感恩，但是我心中也充满了担忧。
I was so grateful to the building, but also I am worried.
我们起初的爱可能会慢慢丢失。
Our first love may be lost.
我们很舒服。
We're very comfortable.
这个椅子很舒服。
The chairs are very comfortable.
而且这容易坐下来就可以睡着。
You fall asleep in these chairs.
我们忘记神给我们的托付。
We forget about God's, mission for us.
上帝给我们的这个意向使命。
The vision that God gave us.
我们感谢主，李牧师第一次来给我们有五场信息。
We really thank Pastor Lee for giving us five, sermons.
我觉得神透过他向整个教会说话。
Through him, God is speaking to all of us.
下面的二十年。
The next 20 years.
REM 你要做什么？
What are we going to do for REM?
我保不了我们应该很多是空巢的家庭。
A lot of us are empty nesters.
被主兴起来。
Are raised by the Lord.
成为主的见证人。
Become his witnesses.
不仅仅坐在这儿享受这么美好的一个敬拜的环境。
Are not really just here to have comfortness.
我们感谢主，求主使用这样的教会。
Praise the Lord, please use our church.
最后呢，我还是再次邀请李牧师，明年、后年也回到我们中间。
Last, I want to invite Pastor Lee to come here next year and the year after. Thank you.
说上帝给他十年，不是十年，给他二十年。
So God will give him not just 10 years, 20 years.
亚伯拉罕活多大年龄？
How old is Abraham?
120年。那么我是一。
120。
所以我们求主来祝福上帝的仆人。
So I want God to bless the servant.
我们再次用掌声来感谢，因为是来到我们中间。
Let us thank Pastor Lee one more time.
最后一个挑战，我们中间，如果我们中间还有80岁，当我们80岁的时候，我们仍然来为神做见证。
There's this challenge. When we reach 80, we still can be God's witness.
我希望我80岁的时候，仍然成为神的见证人。
I really hope that when I'm 80, I can be His witness.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。好。
Praise the Lord.
下面还有什么报告吗？没有了。好，我们最后用主教导我们的话，大家起立。最后用主教导我们的话来同声祷告，好吗
？Let us pray with.Lord's Prayer.
我们在天上的父，
愿
主尊你的名为圣，
愿你的国降临，
愿
你
的旨意行在地上，
如同行在天
上。
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫
我们
遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。
请坐。
Be seated.